Go out early this evening for a look at a crescent Venus. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. If you have a good view of the southwestern sky, head out right around sundown. Even in the twilight, you'll easily be able to see Venus, but you do need to be out early enough. It sets around 8:30. Because Venus is between the Earth and the Sun, we sometimes see it in phases, and right now it appears as a crescent in early evening. Although you can't tell with the naked eye, it just looks like a very bright, untwinkling star. In fact, it's so bright you might even mistake it for an airplane, or even a UFO. So the only way you can see the crescent Venus is through a telescope. Any telescope should do. It'll look like a distant crescent moon. However, because it'll be so close to the horizon when you see it, you might notice some atmospheric distortion that'll make it look like a mirage. In my opinion, that's part of the fun. Venus has been called Earth's sister planet, mostly because it's about the same size as Earth and it's nearby, but it's in fact a very different planet. You've probably heard that its surface is hot enough to melt lead. That's because of its thick atmosphere that traps the sun's heat. But there's other weird stuff going on there, too. It has the longest rotation period of any planet in our solar system, 243 days. And it takes about 225 days to orbit the sun. So essentially, its day lasts longer than its year. Oh, and it spins backwards compared to Earth. And so the sun rises in the west and sets hundreds of days later in the east. And did I mention the sulfuric acid rain? So, check out our closest planetary neighbor in the early evening sky this weekend. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy sky watching.